I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Been waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh? Been holding it in for a while, eh? Take you with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since a child.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Chamber Chat with your host, Christy Barse. Christy is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we're very excited to get caught up with her. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Great.
It is, yeah, the start of a new school year, and fall is coming. I can feel it.
For sure.
So, yes, things are busy
oh,
and good.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about fall, because I would assume that brings out a different kind of tourists to our wonderful city.
Mm-hmm.
How was summer tourism?
Summer tourism was great. The numbers were really high. We track based on, you know, the number of hotel stays and then also the number of visitor guides that we send out and then just Google Analytics to our website. And so across the board, we're highest that we have been in the last 10 years. So we're really seeing tourism traffic increase and new types of tourism. So active lifestyle has always been a big tourist group for us because of our bike trails, and that's still extremely strong. But we're starting to see a lot more corporate travel. So we have businesses that are wanting to spend midweek time here in Hastings for retreats. And when they typically were going out to the Brainerd area to get away from the Twin Cities, they are exploring Hastings for the first time. And that was a little uneasy for, I think, these corporate groups because we're so close to the Twin Cities. They were afraid that their guests would choose to go home, and they're choosing to stay and really loving it. So I think there's a really huge opportunity there in the corporate travel.
You know, I don't think that people quite understand what Hastings is. When you're here, you do feel like you are away from it all, in quotes.
Yeah, you do. You feel miles away from everything, but really you're close to to everything that you need. And so that's been our tagline now for the last few years, is get away to someplace close. And I think people really have responded well to that. Mm-hmm. And they see it. You have to experience it to understand it. But once you get here, you're able to relax while still being super close to home. So
has the Confluence Hotel, is that what you're saying, that has become like a hub for corporate things?
Yes. Yep. We're fortunate that they have the banquet room space to host larger corporate retreats, is what they're called. So they can have large meetings and then also breakout spaces. And then they get to have downtime to explore, you know, the downtown and the trails and head out around the city. So we've seen the Minnesota Chamber hosted a week-long retreat here, and we have big businesses like Renewal by Anderson that are doing midweek retreats. And I think those are just going to only increase.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so great. And tell us about your space, because you are located in the Confluence Hotel.
Yes. Yes. We're really fortunate. They have a small retail space right before you walk into the hotel. So we're right to the right. And we're a small staff. So I have, you know, her title changes almost every day because she basically does everything. But she helps me with all membership and events. And then we have a tourism coordinator position, which Dave Youngren had been on staff with us for the last 6 years. And he recently retired. And so we're hiring for that tourism coordinator space right now. And that individual would be really responsible for tourism social media. So we have a Visit Hastings Instagram and Twitter and Facebook page. They would run the website and then do our, we're calling it the ambassador of first impression. So kind of that first person that our visitors would see when they come to the Welcome Center. And it's a part-time job, but it's an important one. It's big shoes to fill. Dave's still helping us on a contract basis. He still does step-on tours for us. So I think I've mentioned in past interviews that there has been an increase for bus tours to stop in Hastings. And we're fortunate to have him, who's a local historian, and he steps on the bus and he'll take him to City Hall and Leduc and give him a historic tour of downtown. And so he's still able to stick on and off of those services for guests that want it.
But that is awesome.
Yeah.
And do people set those up through your office?
They do. They do. They'll call and they'll tell us, you know, we have a group of 60 people. This is their demographic. We want to come during this time frame. And then we have different packages already laid out. So it's easy for them to select if they want to be here for an hour and a half or if they want to be here for 3 hours, and then we'll give them recommendations of places to stop for lunch based on what their budget is. So,
Christy,
yeah,
how
it works
fun
out
is
great.
That? So, what are the hours for this person? Because you are looking right now.
We are looking, you know, and because we're a small staff, we're able to be flexible, which I think is a perk, but likely looking for something that would be as simple as 9 to 1 or 8 to noon. So, just the beginning part of the day to come in and put together a social media plan, make updates to the website, and then help us with our Welcome Center.
Okay, well, that's great. And how could people people get a hold of you?
Well, we have the job description posted on the Hastings website underneath jobs. It's hastingsmn.org, and it's also on our Facebook page. Right now, we're just keeping it local. We really love to find someone local. And any interested parties can send their resume to me, which is christy@hastingsmn.org, or they can call the office at 651-437-6775, and I can answer any questions.
So now that we are officially in the fall season, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not fall yet, but
we're almost there.
No kidding. What kinds of shifts are you going to see with the tourism piece?
As families are taking breaks from the school year, we'll see an increase in weekend traffic with families because they're visiting the apple orchards. We're so fortunate to have, you know, the three apple orchards so close to us in the St. Croix Valley, and they provide a really unique experience that guests in Rochester and the Twin Cities just don't have. So we'll see an increase in that. And then our active lifestyle tourism will still be really strong. People love coming to Hastings for the fall colors. And that's when our bike trails are going to be just absolutely packed. So yeah, so I don't think we'll see a huge change in the visitors that are already coming. And, you know, winter brings a different set of tourists, but we'll definitely continue to see those active lifestyle.
So I know in the past you have actually focused your marketing on certain segments. Mm-hmm. And have you done that again this year?
We are. We're following a similar path as we did last year and the year before. So we'll segment our online marketing to weekend travel, maybe even same day travel for our families that are interested in coming to the apple orchards and then maybe exploring downtown. And then we have a separate group that is targeted towards the recently retired that may be traveling with other couples, or maybe they're doing a large family group. And so that is more focused on midweek. So people that have the flexibility to come and travel during the week and maybe want to avoid some of the crowds that we have on the weekends. So those are our two target market segments that we'll push ads out to this fall.
And what has been the response from your business community about this?
It's been strong. And actually, you know, it takes a little effort on our part to reach out and ask our small businesses, you know, did you ask your visitors where they're coming from? And we are seeing a trend when we are hitting the Rochester market. They'll say, you know what, we had families from Rochester this month, or, you know, if we're hitting the St. Cloud market, we are seeing that we're tracking that response. Because if you were to ask a visitor, how did you hear about Hastings? They're not going to say a pop-up ad that came on Google. They're going to attribute it to their own research. But to know that businesses are seeing people from the communities that we're targeting means that those ads are working.
That's awesome, Christy. Yeah. Well, that's so fun. Well, let's talk about that. This time of year also brings the beginning of school.
Yes.
And I know you have a great program called the Future Workforce Alliance.
Yes.
And can you explain that to our listeners and then what your goals are this year for that?
Sure. So the Future Workforce Alliance is right now a partnership with the Hastings School District, where the chamber helps to bring businesses into the classroom. And the programming is really focused on employability skills, preparing for jobs, just career exploration. So we'll do panels of different industry sectors so that students that may be interested in engineering or healthcare can come and talk to professionals that are in our communities and ask direct questions. So we're going to continue that again this year.
Which is great, because did you have to get buy-in from Dr. Christine Wertkamp-Herman?
Yeah. Well, we always need the approval of the superintendent. So yes, after my very first meeting with her, she said, I love it. I have a lot of experience with it.
And she does.
Yeah. Well, she'll probably explain it better than I can. Okay. But I know that she had, I can't remember which governor she had worked on a council committee with, but she worked on some of the very first pathways that were implemented into our high schools years ago. So she's
wonderful.
Very familiar. And for those that may not know, pathway is an opportunity for students to explore a career pathway in high school, and they can actually get credits that can go towards their college degree in high school. So this is something that's brand new for Hastings, and through connections in our Future Workforce Alliance, the high school was connected with Alina Health Regina, and they created the very first pathway that's going to be implemented this year at the high school. I think it started as just a CNA, so a Certified Nursing Assistant's pathway, but the interest was so strong that they're expanding it to a whole host of different healthcare jobs that students can explore when they're in high school. So yeah, so that is more to come from that. If you have an opportunity to talk to Scott Doran or Christine, or I don't know if Alina comes in, but I know that they've been really, really working hard on making that pathway something that can be open to the 200 students that were interested.
200 students.
That was the last number that I heard. I think they were hoping for 40 or 50 to fill a couple classes, and the response was overwhelming. So now the next goal is what industry industry do we focus on for another pathway to be able to offer to students.
And where will you get that information? Will it be from the schools?
Yep. So the school is really good about surveying students to understand what their interests are. You do have to have strong corporate partners to be able to bring experienced people within the field to come and put the programs together. So that might be one of our challenges. Just we're a smaller community. We don't have a ton of industry in Hastings, and we may need to look outside of the community if there's an interest in an industry that we don't offer. So I think that's what I'll be working on is once I have a better understanding of some of the interests, then it's reaching out to the corporate partners to see who would be willing and able. Alina has put a ton of time and a ton of effort into this, and so we're really fortunate to have that community hospital here.
Not only that, but I think the fact that we have kids that are interested in the healthcare field is really a wonderful thing.
It's a very wonderful thing because those jobs are always available.
For sure.
And it's really...
Look at this face. I am aging.
Yeah. I cannot tell at all.
This is like a good thing.
Yeah. And to know that you have someone like Jack or a classmate that may be taking care of you soon and they got their education at a pathway program in Hastings High School has got to give you comfort.
It gives me comfort. Let's insert another name besides Jack. I don't know. It's all good. Well, that's going to be wonderful. And I just love every year how you enhance this program even more. And it's so impactful.
It is. And it's a fantastic community partnership. And whenever we talk about it out in the community, people are so interested.
Yes.
They are so interested. They want to know more about it. They want to know how they can get involved. And it takes a lot of planning on the high school side to work with educators and to work with a student's very demanding schedule. And then our employers have been quite flexible to work around those demanding schedules.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So October is also the end, I think, of road construction. Is that true?
Well, let's hope, but yes.
But I think then begins road construction conversations.
Yes.
Oh, planning.
Yes.
Okay. So you're involved in that, I heard.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you're referring to the upcoming Highway 61 road construction project. Yes, that will be here before we know it.
And tell me the number again, because it was shocking how many businesses are located on Highway 61 just in Hastings.
Yeah, I think the last time I counted, it was 62 properties that are located right on the highway of the construction, because the construction will start right at Highway 61 Bridge and go all the way down past the Ford dealership. So it's the length of our community that will be under construction here in just the next year. So our role at the Chamber is to ensure that businesses are informed and that they have a voice in what's being proposed and ultimately approved. And it is it's a state project, so it's MnDOT that's running the project because it's a state highway. But engineers, as skilled as they are at their craft, don't understand, you know, when businesses have deliveries that come, you know, early in the morning, or if it's a bank that needs an additional entrance for an ATM. You know, these are all things that those that are putting the plans together need to understand for the properties that are involved. And so that's really the Chamber's role, is to make sure that the businesses in town have a voice in that.
So you're advocating for all of them.
We are. You know, we, as a Chamber member, they have direct access to us, and we're keeping the communication going. And our hope is that the properties that are not Chamber members will see the value in a local nonprofit that's separate from government, that's willing to advocate on their behalf and want to become members. But yes, these meetings will not be secluded to just Chamber members. We're going to be inviting all property owners.
So what kinds of decisions, though, would the Chamber or local businesses really be able to impact?
I think the very first thing is just having the conversation with MnDOT staff to say, this is how my operations work, because there are plans out there right now and they've gone through approval process. There's still opportunity to make adjustments to them. So if a property owner sees, you know, two of their access points closed and they say, I have a delivery truck that won't be able to fit through this one access point, there is a possibility that changes can be made still. So I think that is, first and foremost, it's educating property owners that this is coming. It's going to be here. I think the plan is still starting construction in January of 2027. That's only a year away. And making sure that people fully understand how it's going to impact their property. And then understand the timeline, because it is going to go in phases. So what the start date is and what area of the community will be impacted first.
Do we know that?
Well, that's what we're going to find out at the end of October. Oh. I think there's been chatter, so I don't want to mislead by making assumptions. But that's what we're going to really hone in on at the end of October. And then once the plans are finalized and we know the start dates and the timeline, then it's really our job to make sure that it's being communicated to customers and employees. And we're going to really need a group of businesses that are going to be willing to stay positive, you know, because it's going to be challenging for consumers and for the property owners. And it is hard when you have people coming into your restaurant or your business and they're like, I had to walk, you know, however many blocks. And so maintaining that positive attitude to keep it a good experience for people is going to be what we focus on. So more to come on that.
Excellent. Well, and I know you also are really gearing up for Hockey Day Minnesota,
yes.
even though that's in January, but
yes.
it's coming up and that doesn't happen overnight. So you're deep in the planning.
Yes. Yeah. So there is a fantastic planning committee that's putting this event together. It's happening out at United Heroes League. So United Heroes League and the Hockey Association Board are really the executive team that's going to run the event. But I'm fortunate to be a co-chair on the marketing committee. So we're really focused on marketing the event. And, you know, planning a event in winter is something that I've never done. So it'll be an interesting experience. But man, things are really coming together. And the schedule is out. So we know it's going to be January 17th through the 24th that hockey games are happening out at UHL. And it's a huge opportunity to promote the town as a whole.
And you are a hockey family. So how excited are you?
I'm so excited. My boys cannot wait. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal to be able to have this event come to your hometown.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so great for our community.
It will be. It will be great promotion. It will bring people from all over the state to Hastings. And I know the planning committee is working really hard to make sure that everything goes smoothly and that it's something that people will remember.
Not only that, but I think if people love Hastings in the winter, they're really going to love it in the summer months.
So true. Yes. So, yeah, well, that's a good point. We're going to have to make sure we have some sort of material that shows off our assets that we have in summer and fall so people
Absolutely.
Will come back.
Yes. Well, it's going to be a good thing for our community,
yes.
just like you are, Christy
oh,
Barse.
Oh, well, thank you, Mo.
So good to see you. Christy Barse is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and I love to ask you every interview, what are all your websites?
We have a few. Okay, so those interested in finding a local business or interested in the tourism coordinator job or other local jobs that are in town, they can visit the Chamber website at hastingsmn.org. Or if you have visiting friends and family and interested in our tourism assets and itineraries, the tourism website is visithastingsmn.org.
So great to see you. Thank you so much.
You.
This show is called Chamber Chat with your host, Christy Barse. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.